Hello, and welcome to the FinTech Surge podcast, creating wealth of opportunity through FinTech innovation from the Middle East for the Middle East. My name is Stephen, and I'm excited to be joined by Alexandra, our co-host for this episode.
Thank you, Stephen. It's a pleasure to be co-hosting this podcast with you. Powered by the FinTech Surge, the region's leading FinTech festival, hosted by the Dubai World Trade Center, alongside Jitex Global. Hello, everyone. We are at the FinTech Surge podcast here with Mr. Suleiman from Investera. How are you today?
Pleasure meeting you. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. So you are director and FinTech expert at Investera. Investera was launched in the UAE in 2018, correct?
Correct, yes.
So tell me, please, a little about who is Investera?
Well, so Investera is a FinTech platform. Mm-hmm. Under Investera, we have two platforms, actually. One is an enterprise FinTech platform, which the main aim of the platform is to manage the investment transactions.
Okay, so investment.
So, it's wealth management and investment management. So it's a financial platform, actually.
Okay.
And the other platform, which is Investera Plus, mm-hmm. It's kind of marketplace where we are trying to bridge the gap between the investors and the startups.
Okay.
So it's an ecosystem for the accelerators. Also, again, launched in UAE, and we have a partnership with a Kenyan company. The Investera Plus is available in the MENA region, and we have another version from Investera Plus, which is called Investera Plus Africa for Africa.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So the investors are high net worth individuals, you've got some offices.
Actually, this is our customers, our audience.
Yes.
For Investera Pro, the audience is the family offices, the private equity firms, the investment banks.
Okay.
So those are the guys, actually the firms who can use Investera Pro.
Right.
We have customers along the GCC region, the state, Kenya, Africa.
Okay.
So yeah, in 5 years we successfully succeeded actually to launch launch the platform in many countries along mm-hmm. the GCC.
And what is the story behind the creation of Investera?
See, actually at that time, because the target audience who we are targeting, actually it's a niche audience, very niche, and there is no many companies doing the same,
okay?
So we found ourselves, because we came from an investment background, and we found ourselves would like to do something which because we know also the pain point of the family offices of the private equity firms in the GCC region.
Yes.
We understand their mentality, how they are looking to the investments, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea came from there,
mm-hmm.
and we start at that time. We hired a lot of experts from the worldwide to start building an enterprise platform. And you know how much it's complex to build such an ERP, you know.
So FinTech experts as well as investment experts.
Yeah, investment expert and wealth experts, you know, so hundreds. So yeah, so after those 5 years,
mm-hmm.
now the system is ready and we have customers using it. And
And you have portfolio managers assisting them.
Of course. So we have our team who's mm-hmm. Helping our valued customers
mm-hmm.
to implement the system.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, to you know, customize their processes or computerize their processes, because normally,
it can be customized.
Yes, according to that, to the process,
to the
that, process that
okay.
to the company itself.
Right.
Because normally the clients, you know how much is confidential is their data, and they are always worried about how to encrypt, about security, about a lot of things here. So we came up with a system which is very secure, encrypted system, you know, and
it's gotta be
yes,
very safe and
we are
secure,
allowing even our customers to host the system on premise on their local servers and also in the cloud. So we have all of those kind of solutions. We have the cyber experts who can also help the customer to protect their data, their documents, to encrypt them, you know, on the and the same time also, the clients can now, because you know the traditional way, it's like I need to be in the office to sign a document,
oh,
to see
God,
my document.
It takes forever.
Yes. Even to do due diligence before entering any of the investments. Now,
yes,
it's
anywhere
all,
you are, and it's,
now,
it's a
yeah,
global
you can
issue.
You can do it. Our customers like actually enjoying doing it from their mobile, so they can have access to their.
So it's real time.
It's real time.
Wow.
Also, we did the integration with many of the big brands like Bloomberg, like OKL. So the system is fully integrated with a lot of fintech providers or data providers in the world.
Okay, so let's talk about the products, the services that you're offering, and which market are you mainly focused on? Is it the GCC? Is it?
Yeah, our main market is the MENA region,
okay,
and especially the GCC. And again, of course, we are offering the system worldwide, but we think that we know the pain point in the GCC, and we are more confident because we understand the regulation in those countries, you know, in the GCC countries, which is little bit normally similar. So we are focusing this market, and again, we have the Arab project managers who can also understand the language and can make the life of our customers much easier.
Yes.
So this is, yes, we are focusing on MENA region.
Okay. And the products and services that you offer.
Yeah. So at InvestorBro, as I just mentioned, we are offering a due diligence, which is kind of deal pipeline. So before even if you have any investment or opportunity, before you enter to this investment, the system will give you the opportunity by robo-advisory to do the due diligence part, which is kind of project management. And then after you select or you reject the investment, if you will select it and can convert it to an investment, then you can manage the financial part. So which is, you have an engagement from investors, you have a contribution, distribution, money coming in and out, cash accounts, and a lot of financial services. You can maintain your documents, or the confidential documents, everything within the system itself.
Wow.
And then also you have a lot of notification integration with a lot of system, and you know the main also key factor of Investora is we are allowing our clients to maintain multi-asset classes portfolios. So either you are investing in public market or in private market, all together will come within one system. And end of the day, you have one dashboard for your investors or to the management to see the consolidated portfolios in one place.
Okay, yeah. So it's easy to use interface. It's end-to-end, B2B, right?
Yeah. So InvestorBro is B2B. Investor Plus, while Investor Plus is a B2C. Now for the B2B platform, trust me, from the day one, because we are here from around now 5 years. From day one, the first guys that we have selected to the company was the UX designers and graphic designers. So because we understand also that in the financial industry, traditional financial industry, you know how much those systems vary, complicated. It's very difficult to use them. And now it's the generation of mobile, generation of tablets. It's a new generation.
It has to be easy to use.
Yeah.
Okay. And let me ask you about what makes Investera different from the traditional way of investing.
The vision of
or other products that are out there in the market that are your competitors.
Yes. So the vision of Investera is how to cover the 365 degree of the investment. I mean, if you would like to invest, let's say, if you are an investor, if you are a family offices, so what you want to do? First, you can do, you can do your due diligence, and if you need to even search for like companies, you have Investor Plus where you can go and find the right opportunity. If also at Investor Plus, you have all the reports, all the market insights, so we are giving you another services, how to select the opportunity, and we are even shortlisting the opportunities which might be good for you, then we are also sharing with our investors. Okay. This is one part. If you will select one opportunity, so you have a module in the system where you can you do the due diligence part and the benchmarking. You know, so you can benchmark my investment with any international or local investment.
Right.
So that will mitigate any risk, as you know, because it's very risky. You are normally they are depending on third party providers, and then now you are more confident from a system, from an AI solution that can investigate and give you approximate result if your decision is can be correct or can be bad.
Can the client make changes on his own on the system?
Yes.
Or must he also always go through his portfolio manager?
We are speaking about system. It's not we are so the operations within the system. It's the client. The client operation team is the one who's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
What we are offering is a system.
Yes.
Now, you, of course, you can build your portfolio, you can build your investment structure. And again, the investment structure is one of the most complicated, I mean, algorithm-wise part,
yes.
Because you need to build like the portfolio, you need to build your fund, your SPVs, there are a lot of you know things here and there. Then you will have the structure, the investment structure. Normally the professional and the expert people in the investment is not like investing directly in an investment. They have a lot of legal SPVs, you know, where they are investing.
Okay.
And then, you know, we have a module called exposure analysis, which is kind of risk analysis system where you can mitigate and do an exposure, let's say, in any country, in any industry, and so on. So.
Okay. Can you share with us the key factors of Investera?
Yeah, the key factor of Investera from the team-wise is the diversity.
Okay.
So we are looking forward always to have an expert from everywhere and to add them to our team.
Mm-hmm.
And from the system itself, so it's, again, I can use our slogan, which is says save time, seize opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So we are trying to allow our customer to save the time of our customer from the traditional ways of where they are need a lot of processes, a lot of a huge time, and you know, sometimes it's a matter of time to invest in the right opportunity.
That's true.
Yeah.
You mentioned your team players, the people at Investera. Do you find it difficult to find the talent that has both fintech experience as well as investment experience?
Yes, currently, actually, this is the most challenging actually thing that we are facing. Is it's an easy to hire people, but how to hire the right people actually, and the people who can add value and can work alone, you know.
Yes.
And to
this
keep them.
Is a global issue.
This is a global issue because now you know, the demand in the fintechs in the fintech area is
growing.
Huge, growing.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's really difficult to actually keep your team and also to hire the right people. But yeah, most of the team who are working currently at Investera working with us from now 4 years and 5 years,
right.
You know, so it's very difficult to, you know, to jump out of Investera because we are at trying to offer them the best area, the best place to work, and we have the flexibility, keeping them always motivated.
That's right, because you have both. You have both fintech experienced employees, and you have investment, portfolio managers that don't necessarily have the technical skills.
Yes, but business skills.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly. Wow, interesting. And who and what are you looking forward to at the Fintech Surge event in October, which I hear you will be a part of?
Yeah, so you know we participated in this is the third version. We are being here in JITEX.
Yes, so Fintech Surge.
We just stopped in Corona.
Yes, 2 years.
Yes, we stopped that time. Now for the Fintech Surge, as you know that our audience, actually the investors, who is our customers and our audience, will be there. Either they are looking for investment and then we can offer our services, you know. at the same time, there's a lot of startups who also we need to look at, and we need to host their profiles at Investra Plus.
Yes.
And to offer them services like to build their, you know, portfolio in a better way.
That's
and
right.
To so bridge the gap between them and the investors, you know. So a lot of services we can. So fortunately, we have the both side in one place. We have the investors and we have the startups, both of them are our
under
customers.
Under the same roof.
Yes, fantastic. Under the same roof, the same place.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And Mr. Suleiman, if I may ask you, what, how do you perceive the next 10 years in fintech? What does the future hold for fintech?
So we are looking actually to be the Swiss Army knife to in the GCC.
I like that, the Swiss Army knife.
Yes, in the GCC region. And the quality is the most important part that we are trying to offer. And it's fantastic, you know, to build a company doing kind of a sophisticated industry or working with a sophisticated industry and to make it working at the same time to have customers using your services and they are happy of what you are providing, you know, to have the experts who can also work with a very professional and talented actually people. You know how much those guys are smart who's working in the financial industry and to offer them actually a wonderful full system. The other part also to build this system in the UAE. So it's built here with the resources from the UAE, with all the support and we got it from the regulations, from the government, also you, in UAE and especially in Dubai, you know,
right,
you can
yes.
find all the experts. You can find the whole world around with
it. That's true.
Yeah, which
is
a key factor to make us succeed, actually.
Absolutely. And in terms of business development, are you looking at expanding outside of the GCC
yeah.
in the region?
Yeah, so we are getting offers, but we are looking for those steps to be, you know, a strategical steps. And the day that we got an offer, like from the Kenyan team, our partner in Kenya, is to expand to Kenya.
Okay.
That's another step which we thought about it a lot, and we found we should do that. So we did that. Yes, we are. And again, as I told you, we are offering our services. Even we have customers in the state, in Europe. We have another customers.
You do
but
as well.
Yes,
in
we
the
do.
States and Europe.
Yes, of course.
Do you have
but
offices
our main,
there?
But our main focus is the no. We don't have offices.
Okay, okay.
We have offices only in
in
the UAE, and we have another like hub in India and Jordan.
Okay, fantastic. Well, it was great to have you here on the podcast.
Thank you.
Wish you the best of luck at Investera and looking forward to seeing you at the FinTech Surge in October.
My pleasure. See you, inshallah, in October.
Thank you.
Thank you and have a nice day.